Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to a brand new episode. Today, we're going to take things a little bit differently, and we want to talk about quarantine and COVID and how it's affecting all of us on a personal scale.
Yeah, because we don't have a choice. We're stuck inside.
Yeah, so we want to tailor this podcast to our experiences
instead. I'm currently eating a yogurt in the countryside.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about our experiences pretty soon.
Yeah.
But what we also want to do, so is change the angle towards personal stories of people in quarantine all over the world and have a very internationalized view on this. We want people to share their experiences, their coping mechanisms, any like mental health issues they've been facing.
What you're doing to stay happy,
active. Yeah, how you're maintaining a social life.
Yeah, you know, what is that anymore?
Yeah, and like we want to hear about how you guys are getting creative, you know, to talk to people, to meet people. What activities are you doing?
Cooking.
Yeah. And so we want to really talk about how social media is helping to find creative ways for us all to cope together and stay in contact. But we also want to try and get an internationalized perspective on how, for example, the media presents COVID and this pandemic internationally and see if there's differences. So I feel like throughout this podcast, interviewing people from all over the world, we're going to get a really interesting perspective.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So we will be asking for testimonies, but we'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
To start off, we want to kind of update you guys on what we've been up to, because it's been quite an adventure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Sarah, do you want to kick us off?
I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't know, like in France specifically, literally, the president said that school was closing, and then within 24 hours, like, everything changed, because then all of a sudden we couldn't go outside.
Mm-hmm. For context, France is about 2 weeks behind Italy.
Yeah.
But we're pretty much following the same trends, so it's quite serious. I mean, I know it's more serious in other parts of the world, but it's pretty serious in France, too. And one night, I remember I was having dinner with my sister. At 8 p.m., the president gave a speech and was like, we're closing all schools until further notice.
Yeah.
And that was when it kind of all started.
Yeah.
And so that's when I'm like, so I have a countryside home in the south, and I'm like, oh, let's go with a few friends, and we can just wait it out in the country. And
yeah,
just
it'll be
see
fun.
It'll be fun. And yeah. And then what happened? What was the second development?
Second development?
Quarantine.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, quarantine.
Like 3 days after school closed, so the president announced that we were like on full lockdown. You're only allowed to leave your house for grocery shopping and like, for a few excuses.
I know. Like people are so like, oh, just in the street, everyone was super tense.
Yeah.
And some man at the bakery like yelled at me. It was my fault because I wasn't like 1 meter distance. But he was just rude about it. And he was old. So I'm like,
people
you
shouldn't
even
stressed.
Be outside because you're at risk.
Yeah. People were stressed. People were scared.
Stressed, pressed, all
the
of
vibes
the above.
Were so shitty.
Monopoly was empty.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to get eggs and, we're having an egg debacle, which we'll get
eggs
to.
Eggs and toilet paper have been, like, terrible. But, yes.
Yeah, so, so we made this big elaborate plan that we were going to flee the city to go to Leia's
house. Flee the
city.
And it wasn't going to be a problem. And we took tickets to leave on a Wednesday. But, boom, 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 Monday night, the president so announces this quarantine. And you're no longer allowed to just leave, right?
Yeah,
everybody's on lockdown at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to get earlier tickets or to figure out a way to go down to the south earlier.
We literally almost, like, wanted to rent a car.
But no, we actually were
we
going
tried,
to.
We
tried desperately.
Everything was closed.
Literally, like, so stressful.
Hitchhiking, honestly.
Hitchhiking down would have been an option. And, like, with the quarantine, that would have been totally not okay.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah. And then, eventually, well, we didn't find a way to get earlier tickets, so we decided, let's just sneak out Wednesday morning, which is actually
And thankfully, our
unethical.
Train was the only one. Well, yeah, it's unethical.
It's unethical.
But our train was literally the only one that got canceled.
That didn't get canceled.
That didn't get canceled. Sorry.
It was very strange. All the trains are canceled except for ours.
So weird.
And we knew that there was going to be a few exceptions because the president did give a few days for people to get home from wherever they were originally.
Yeah, but they canceled like so many other
But we had 24 hours to get to wherever we wanted to get to. And because everyone was trying to rush to go home or whatever, most of the trains were taken, were full,
it was
the
a
cars
mad
were rented out. It was insane.
It was not good. And then, so we have a third friend with us and... I was up like the night before because I was so anxious that it was going to get canceled and I checked my phone just to see what was going on and she like messaged us and she's like, guys, like, I don't think I'm going to go anymore. I'm not feeling well. And so we were all awake at like 4 a.m. because we
so stressed out,
literally 4 a.m. Like that's not an exaggeration because we were just stressed out anxious. I kept like falling in and out of sleep that like I was going to get arrested for like going and like.
It's so scary.
Oh, it was terrible. Like I held off packing until like the night before.
I don't know how you did that. I packed days in advance. So no, it was just too bored.
I was so scared. I was like, if this is all for nothing, I'm going to have to put back.
Everyone was really skeptical that this was even going to happen. Except I had like blind faith that somehow it was going to work out.
Yeah, I did.
Honestly, don't know how I had it.
Yeah,
but
good for you.
Well, I don't know.
And then we get to the train station. I don't even remember.
So wait. Like our train was very early in the morning.
Yeah, it was early.
So we have to leave our apartment. I know. You know, get out. There's no one. Public transport is cut down.
I took an Uber just because I was so paranoid that if I took the metro, I was going to get stopped.
Yeah. I took a bus, but I was freaked out.
Yeah. No, that's scary.
But we made it to the train station. And there were a lot of people in the train station. I mean, a lot less than usual, of course, but there were still quite a few people.
Yeah.
And then we hopped into the train and everything was...
Well, remember when they said, like, Bordeaux, like, departure, and literally everyone got up and, like, ran.
Because it was one train. There was one train functioning.
And they were, like, so excited. Everyone pushing each other.
Yeah, and this is, like, what I found kind of horrible was that there was this atmosphere of stress and embarrassed. Everybody was terrified.
Yeah, everyone was so
freaked out.
Stressed and pressed.
Yeah, and, like, all the conversations I was hearing around me were all about disease and illness and doom and it was just so, it's suffocating.
It was bad. And then it was, like, really weird because I took a train, like, last month when I was in Italy, and it was, like, fine, right? Because it was before, like, all this turned to shit. And so I was sitting around people, but then the train that we were on to get here, it was, like, only one person or two people per train car.
Right. They
it
spread
was
everyone
so spread out.
Oh.
So we weren't even all sitting by each other.
Yeah.
And we're all spread out, and, like, it was just...
That was on purpose, right?
It
was security stuff.
Yeah, it was on purpose. Yeah. Because remember, we checked, and there were no more tickets available, which, like, the train was only, like, 10% full. Literally, because
it was so strange.
Yeah, and then we get to Bordeaux.
Oh, side note, we were super motivated to go to the south because we all live in apartments.
Oh,
I mean, you guys,
tiny ass rooms.
You two were by yourselves.
Yeah,
our friend and Sarah. Yeah. I had some other people, but otherwise, we're in these like tiny bedrooms in Paris, and we know that it's gonna last a month, if not a lot
at
more.
Least. Now it's the situation's changing daily.
Yeah.
And
like I knew that like staying stuck in a house or an apartment like that for weeks.
No,
and
I
weeks
literally
is,
go
it's
crazy,
awful.
And I feel bad for like our friends that are still in Paris.
Yeah,
even my friends in the States that I know are in like a really shitty living situation.
That's why it's like even more important that everyone's reaching out.
Yeah, like talk to someone.
Yeah, but we're seeing these amazing trends, and I was actually watching this on the news that everybody's like calling each other. You're probably hearing from people that you haven't heard from in years.
I know the amount of like phone calls I've made. to family, friends.
And maybe it's bringing us closer together in a sense.
Yeah,
you can see each other.
Yeah,
there's something there.
Totally. So, okay.
Yeah, back
to
our adventure.
We get to Bordeaux. And, oh gosh, I don't even remember what time it was. Like 10 in the morning?
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Yeah, it was early. We were feeling bright and fresh. We're like, we escaped Paris. This is
hallelujah.
Cute. Hallelujah.
We
of course,
made it here.
Like, there's a really cute coffee like shop. Well, it was a McDonald's, but it was close. Like in the
cute
train
coffee
station.
Shop.
I thought it was going to be cute because I like... saw it, but then it's closed because coronavirus, and I remember like we didn't have water or anything, and like my purse was bulging with all the groceries I took from my place in Paris,
right? Because we have technical issues that I can talk about
so
later.
We're getting to that, but
basically we don't have a car, and because my house is literally in the middle of nowhere,
like
in order to go
nowhere,
like in order to go grocery shopping, it's a 4-hour walk there and a 4-hour walk back.
So Leia had the idea. She's like, okay, guys, like, when we get to Bordeaux, we can just go to the grocery store that's right by the train station.
Stock up on as much as possible.
Yeah, so we're all talking, standing in the station, and then it's, like, a second train to get to your village.
Right.
And we're looking at, like, the billboard, and I just had a feeling because the night before when I checked, like, the tracking, I saw, like, the first train was, like, confirmed, but I couldn't find any booking information for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd put in the reservation details, and it just said, like,
mine said it was still confirmed.
Well, mine didn't.
Weird.
Yeah. And then we're standing in front of, like, the billboard thing, and then you're like, guys, like, our train's canceled. And it's, like, funny now, but, like, in the moment.
We're like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I know.
We're stranded in Bordeaux by ourselves. There's no more public transport. What are we going to do?
Yeah, and your grandpa tried coming, but he got a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the quarantine, my grandfather's, like, above, like, he's 80, actually, he just turned 18, so, like, they're not allowed to just be out and about, and he tried to come and get us, and it was, like, a whole
didn't work, so we took turns walking down the street to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And we went, and it was, like, better than Paris, because the grocery stores in Paris tend to be a lot smaller.
Yeah, so there's more options,
but still, like, we couldn't even find, like,
yeah,
eggs. I don't even think. No. There was like a lot of
salad. There were no eggs. No. Yeah. There barely any bread.
Like, what did we even buy? Like almond milk?
Like necessities.
Yeah. Like bare cereal essentials. And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like we were worried about getting. So anyways, our train got canceled, but then we ended up finding a 5 o'clock train.
So, I mean, this was like a whole thing. It was really stressful because we were like stranded in Bordeaux.
Yeah. And no one's working. Normally in like European train stations, there's people at like the
that we could have asked, right? People in the station.
Who work there.
But no, there's no one. And we tried to get a taxi, but it is a 2 hour
and
ride away.
And of course the Wi-Fi shit because we're in France.
Duh.
Wi-Fi's always bad.
And then we managed to find this train at 5 o'clock. So like that was a 7 hour wait, but we're like, phew, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be okay. We're going to make it.
Yeah, so we went to the grocery store and like, I don't know, literally by the end of the day.
I brought everyone to the grocery store a few times. I think I went
four times. My arms were broken. Oh, wait, I forgot. I got like a random sandwich.
Oh, you did?
Do you remember? Because, okay, around like 11, I was
super hungry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm like sweating just thinking about this story. So I was super hungry. And it was in between one of the... We're, by the way, also just standing outside.
Yeah.
And there was,
which
like
is not allowed
pigeons
either.
And weird people everywhere.
Yeah. So okay, I don't know, like, how correct this is to say, but because everybody's on quarantine, all the people who are in the streets, not all, but a lot of people who are in the streets, are kind of weird.
Yeah. They're offbeat.
They're strange.
They're weird ducks.
It doesn't feel safe when you're in the streets.
No, it doesn't.
There's not people around, and the ones who are there are
people like us who not that we're saying we're better or anything. It's just we're actually trying to get somewhere, and it's like really difficult when you're just like outside, but you don't have anyone to help you. Like,
no,
we were lost. We literally tried getting a taxi so that we wouldn't wait for 7 hours, and it was going to cost us like over 300 euros to get a ride like down to the house.
Yeah.
So, okay, anyways, back to my random sandwich. So I was really hungry and literally the only thing that was open was the freaking grocery store that only had ham and salad.
Hey, at least that was open.
Yeah, but I just mean like there wasn't like, you know, like a quickie. Like,
yeah.
Just,
I know.
Sometimes you just need a snack. And like, even from the McDonald's, I would have settled for like a single French fry.
Dude, there's an epidemic going on.
It's actually a pandemic now.
Pandemic.
It's everywhere.
I keep saying that.
I'm not helping my case.
No, no.
Anyway, so I'm like, you know what? You guys like say
what's the difference between an epidemic and a
so
pandemic?
So epi, and I know this, Mina, if you're listening, thank you, Mina, who was on one of our previous episodes. She corrected me. Epi is like single.
Oh.
So it's like single or one. I'm probably saying this wrong. So it's like one like contained area.
Okay.
Pan mean like everywhere.
Ooh.
Like multiple.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense. Like a frying pan. So it's like, I don't know.
Think of a frying pan?
Yeah, because if you have like an egg and it spreads.
Oh my God, you and your eggs. So Sarah's totally obsessed
with
eggs.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
On a whole other level. We should have a podcast just on this actually because Sarah and her eggs, it's like a religion.
No, anyway.
Yeah, you worship eggs.
No, I don't.
You totally do.
Okay, well, you're the one who was studying paganism, so.
It's a lot more interesting than just eggs. Okay, besides the point.
So I'm like, guys, I'm going to like walk in the street and literally nothing was open. There were some like odd ducks just looking at me everywhere I went. Oh, and I saw an ATM that I tried going to and I still have like my US like bank account. So I'm like, it'll be nice. Let me pull some cash, like make myself feel better because it's like,
yeah,
but of course,
why not?
I forget my freaking PIN number.
Oh no.
So I try to call Wells Fargo they pull like this hospitality shit on you. And, like, they don't even help you because I had to jump through all these hoops. And I was already calling the toll-free number. So I thought I was going to get charged for, like, roaming.
People listening to this are just hearing this rant for, like.
No, it's fine. And
half an hour.
No, they needed to do this. And honestly, what are you doing that's
better? Maybe we're doing this for us more than other
that's
people.
That's fine. Yeah, that's what celebrities are doing. So we can do the same.
Yeah.
Anyway,
people support each other, right,
so
guys?
So long story short, then I got locked out of my bank account. And I have to, like, get a letter sent home that my mom sends to me that has a code to unlock my PIN. I'm like, can't you just give it to me over the phone? Like, what do you need? My social security, my date of birth? Like, I can give you all of that. And his name was, like, Jeremy. And he was being, like,
Jeremy.
You know what? It's not his fault. He was just doing his job. He had great customer service tactics. But I was just not having it. He's like, well, is there any way that you can come home? Because I told him I was studying abroad. Or, like, I lived overseas.
Yeah, he was asking you to fly to the U.S. to fix
this? And the borders had just been closed. And I'm like, they were talking about being closed. I'm like, Jeremy, like, I just told you I'm in France. Like, the borders are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt bad. I, like, snapped at him. But it's okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Anyway, so meanwhile, I'm walking looking for food because now I'm a hangry sister. Like, I was so hungry. Literally, all I ate that morning was, like, trail mix because I was scared.
Aww.
And, yeah, I don't know. And so I finally found, like, a stand and I saw people who had, like, They worked for the train station for some reason, but they weren't working at the train station. They're literally all huddled in front of this, like, falafel, like, stand.
Ooh, yeah?
Yeah. But then I saw
falafel?
Like, well, okay. I saw on the menu there was also, like, sandwiches, and I didn't want, like, mystery meat.
Yeah.
So, I just can't get through the story.
No, it's
so
okay.
This guy, like, pops his head out, and he's like, hey, and I started talking to him, and I'm like, dude, like, can I eat something? And he's like, yeah, what do you want? And so I told him our whole story about how our train was delayed 7 hours.
Poor guy.
Yeah. No, he was really nice. And
yeah.
And then I realized I had to pee so bad. So I ordered, like, a chicken sandwich from him. And he's like, oh, sorry. I would totally use the restroom. Like, you seem really nice. But I got a ticket yesterday. He got a ticket from the police because they saw him let a customer use the bathroom. And, like, that was against whatever. Waited for my sandwich. Came back. We waited another 6 hours. Literally, like, there were times when you went to the grocery store.
I went to the grocery store a bunch just for fun.
Yeah, and I was like, watch the pigeons because there was nothing for me to do. My phone was dying. Like, this was a level 3 disaster.
Can I say that even though all this was stressful because we didn't know what was going on, if it was going to work out, and if the 5 p.m. train was going to, like, actually show up or not.
Yeah.
It did show up.
Yeah. So there was that weird guy sitting across from us. And I know you don't think he was weird, but
no, I thought he was just weird.
Offbeat.
But... yeah, I don't know. I thought we saw weirder stuff.
Well, but I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to Crime Junkie podcast, but Anna was, like, creeped out and, like, it was just awkward taco.
Yeah, and then, but that was, like, a 2-hour ride, and then when we got there, somebody who lives in my village came to pick us up.
Yeah, and he was our knight in shining armor.
Oh, like, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, yeah, we shout out to Mr. Dana. He's probably not listening to this.
No, but.
But you know. What I was going to say was when we were waiting in front of the train station and he didn't show up, I was like.
Yeah, it took us a while to see him and we're like, oh, no.
And a while in France can mean anywhere from like, you never get the answer you need right away. It's always like.
No.
But it's okay. We're here.
We made it.
We're safe.
We're so much luckier than a lot of people who are trapped in their small apartments, alone, totally. Isolated,
I know,
sad.
I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I am going crazy, but, like, I can't even complain.
At least we're here together, and we're able to go outside and
do all this stuff. Back on, like, the not having a car thing. We got a taxi, which is, like, so can you explain how it's, like, also an ambulance? Because I'm confused about that.
I don't know if it's that crucial running. To the story, but...
No, it is.
No, taxis
it's
are
crucial.
Running.
Oh, okay.
It just happens to be one that's an ambulance as
anyway,
well as a taxi.
So we got here, and we were here for 2 days, and then... So we didn't have food, obviously, because we just got, like, the bare necessities. So we took a taxi, and this guy literally was driving so fast, I thought... Me and Anna were gonna die.
I just want to point out that they all drive like this here. It's like these tiny countryside roads.
He was speeding. Anyway.
Okay.
So we go to the grocery store and we're scared because, like, in France now you have to have it written out when you're leaving, where you're going and what your purpose is. So, like, the only places you're allowed to be are, like, the doctor's office, the grocery store, or, like, if you're going to the hospital, right? Or, like,
official, like... And you have to have a form that states it all, right?
Yeah, so luckily there wasn't any, like, militia or, like, controls.
Militia?
I mean, that's what it feels like. It feels like a war zone.
You guys didn't get stopped or
but
anything.
Yeah, our time in the grocery store was literally, like, crazy. I don't know. I can't even, like, put it into words. It was just, like... It was full. Like, I guess we're really lucky because I know in some places, like, the stores are empty. Mm-hmm. So at least, like, we were able to get everything we needed.
Yeah.
But it was still stressful.
But you made it sound like a battlefield, right?
It was a battlefield. Like, I literally had to, like, almost fight an old man for bread and I felt bad. But, yeah, that aside, like...
And as well, it was particularly stressful because we don't want to have to take a taxi that often.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I didn't go grocery shopping, but, like, Sarah and our friend, they knew that they had to stock up with, like, as much food as possible. That way we wouldn't have to take a
but
cab
also
until
not
a while.
Buy a bunch of, like, useless shit. Like,
no,
we had to get
you don't waste
things.
Money either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so...
So it's so stressful.
So, like, stressful. And just, like, I guess anywhere, like, in public now, and I'm sure, like, people can relate to this, it just, like, you just feel, like, the pressure and you feel like people are tense and... Mm-hmm. It's like you have to be 1 meter distance, but yet there's, like, a line for, like, vegetables. So it's, like, awkward. And I don't know. You don't have, like, time to, like, and I actually felt really bad for the people working in the store because you could tell they were stressed too.
Yeah.
And trying to reshelf things as quick as, like, they were coming out. So, yeah, that's, yeah.
It was quite something.
It was. Yeah, and, like, I
but
don't
they
know.
Did, can I just say, they did a fantastic job.
Thank
when
you.
The taxi came back and, like, he opened the trunk of the car, there was just so much stuff. But, like, in a good way. Like,
I know.
You knew it was, like, quality stuff.
Exactly. I didn't think we were going to, like, eat all the food, but, like, I don't know. We're three
No, we did. And we're three people. And we've been here, like, almost 2 weeks.
I don't know.
It goes fast.
It's just strange. Like, I feel bad for people who don't have access to, like, food or, I don't know, like, we're able to get a taxi and stuff, but I know
Yeah,
not,
we're able to get a taxi.
Yeah, I know
I guess most people around here, like, who are isolated have cars or have some other form. We have a car issue, but, well, that's actually pretty interesting, the car issue.
Oh, my gosh.
We wanted to rent out a car, and that was impossible, so one of my neighbors, his name is Jerome.
oh, Jerome.
Anyways.
He has one ear piercing. Can we say that? He won't listen. Or if he does, you can
get He won't listen to this.
He won't listen.
Yeah, and so he came over and lent us his car, basically. He's like, oh, look, you know, this is my old car. You guys can use it for the month. And we're like, oh, my God, our savior.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, you can go grocery shopping whenever we
want.
We save money on taxis.
Yeah.
The issue is that it's a manual car. And Sarah, who's the only one that has a driver's license where she's able to drive in France, only knows how to drive an automatic.
Yeah.
So I tried
You
tried, and you did a great job, actually.
Yeah, dude. Some part of, like, going around your garden, I wasn't killing it.
No, you did a great job.
Yeah.
It's just, like, learning how to drive a manual.
Yeah, it was
under
hard.
So much pressure.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the grocery store in the back of my mind. And, like, I've only driven
a manual. And you were, like, you put so much pressure on yourself because you're like, oh, yeah, I'll just practice for 10 minutes and then we'll go. And I'm like, what? It took me, like, 6 months to learn how to drive a manual.
It was weird. I feel like I was unlearning how to, like, drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so that option didn't work out.
I'm
and
sad.
We decided not to risk it.
Yeah.
Because you see how there are lunatics on the roads here. Can you imagine with
psycho.
You in it?
Yeah. But, like, we're planning on trying to prolong as long in between. So if, like, anyone has tips on, like, rationing food. But
I think we've been doing great. So we have Chef Sarah.
I have no
over
chef.
Here. Who's, like, pretty much cooking for us every meal, which is amazing. And it's, like, she knows what she's doing. I have no idea how to cook.
No, that's not true. I see what you did with that salad dressing.
Stop.
She just pours vinegar on top of her salad. It's disgusting.
No, but, like, you really go all the way, and you put in so much effort with all the spices and the herbs, and you're like, oh, my God, I need chives. Like, I'm like, what? Really? Like, you need chives?
Well, it's because you have a chive plant in your backyard.
Yeah, I know, but, like,
what we already
so
have.
We're going grocery shopping tomorrow, and it's a big outing, because it's our outing of the,
this
the month.
This is our outing of the quarantine.
Of the quarantine. So we're all very excited. But
yeah.
We prepared, like, a whole list to be efficient.
Yeah.
And there's so many things on that list that I would have never brought. Rosemary. Thyme, basil. What else? All this kind of stuff is weird.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, the
pine nuts.
Pine nuts. Yeah, exactly. To make homemade pesto. Like, why? But
well,
I didn't know.
We're not gonna eat white bread for the next month.
No, but I would have totally just brought it like a ready-made, you know, pesto sauce.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's
anyways.
Oh, I bought like a whole jar of Nutella, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely gonna last me the whole quarantine, like a 1 kilo. But
yeah.
We might have to move up to 2 this trip.
Yeah, and, like, we're not, and also, like, we've never really had to cook for 3 people.
No,
we have no
hard.
Idea what that even
yeah,
looks
I feel like. We're in a home.
We've never been
like,
quarantined.
I mopped yesterday, and I'm like, I feel like I'm at home again, like, doing chores.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But at home you have a car.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, a dog to, like, snuggle with me.
Aww.
So, it's okay. Yeah. But, yeah, we've been watching movies every night.
Uh-huh.
We have a book club. Like, just really wholesome
Sarah
things.
Became obsessed with doing puzzles.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Obsessed, addicted.
You
it was
guys,
scary.
There was a 1,000-piece puzzle, and... Literally,
and
I didn't
lost
rest.
It. Lost it completely.
I lost my marbles.
Yeah,
like, if I had any before,
totally.
Which I didn't, they're gone now.
They're totally gone.
And like, I'm sad because what sucks even more is that Leia told me, "Oh yeah, I probably have more puzzles." But I've been searching up and down in this house.
I think it's good. Sarah's like a drug addict with puzzles, and
we
really need to keep them away from her.
It's better that than like actual drugs.
Yeah, but maybe she's better not to be addicted to anything at all in the first place. I said that, but I jewel, so.
Yeah.
Total bullshit.
Yeah.
I know. So, like, okay, these are really cute ideas of stuff you guys can do. Puzzles.
We've been watching.
I'm sure everybody around the world is watching tons of movies,
tons
of TV
shows.
It's
like all those things that you say to yourself that you're going to do if you're, like, on Pinterest looking at self-care stuff where you're like, oh, I want to get into this hobby. Like, Anna was knitting the other day. Like, I don't know. And then I actually, like, was reading online, like, there's actually so many things you can learn on the internet, like skills, like a language.
Uh-huh.
You can, on YouTube, like learn so many things for free. You don't even need to spend money.
Amazing.
So I guess just like on the other hand, the internet is like not the best thing sometimes. So I guess like, yeah, we also wanted to talk about just finding the balance between, I mean, obviously it's hard for us to say that because there's 3 of us together and we have the social aspect.
But I guess like what we have, which is really cute, is book club. Yeah. Which Sarah started up, and we're all a bit lazy with it, but still.
Yeah, you were you were not down.
Because I didn't like the book we were reading. But
it's
now
like when
I'm
I did my nighttime yoga and you didn't want to do it with me. You did it with me the first night and then you started roasting and toasting me alive.
Because it's really cute. So there's tons of things. Okay, so there's tons of YouTube videos for yoga. Yeah. Book club. Even if you're not with your friends, you guys like pick out a book and it may sound a bit lame, but it's nice.
Yeah, or do I don't know if anyone listens to The Morning Toast, but it's my favorite podcast ever. And they do Toast Movie of the Day. So it's like, because they do episodes Monday through Friday, right? Wow. But then at the end of the episode, they'll be, we got to step it up.
I know.
But they'll be like, okay, so today's like movie is blah, blah, blah. And then everyone like watches it and then they talk about it the next day together. So it's like, even if you only want to watch TV, like you can just text all your friends and be like, hey, let's all like watch this movie or this episode
and
then
we can talk about it.
So yeah, I mean, it's hard because especially as college students now, all of our classes are online and like
you don't necessarily want to be online all the time.
No, but like it's so hard. Like my eyes at the end of the day feel like even if I don't do anything recreationally, like just like looking at my screen all day, like typing and I don't know. And I know a lot of people are using Teams. Most schools are using Zoom though. I mean,
It's hard, but it's hard. We have to be creative and find creative ways to just keep ourselves entertained.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe it's also making us go back to, like, our roots, kind of. Yeah, you know, exactly. Don't just watch TV shows, but go, go do a puzzle. Yeah. Go do some gardening if you can.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Find little projects.
Yeah, and if you have an animal skill with you, feel really lucky.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We saw a Cocker Spaniel yesterday in your neighbor's backyard, and it made me really happy.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
Yeah, and I saw these huge cows. Like, it was incredible. I've just never seen that.
To me, they're normal cows. But
I know, but they're so nice, too.
They were cute. Nice. Oh. Yeah, they were fancy cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
whatever that means.
So we're going to be wrapping up this episode, and we wanted to ask people to send us through email. So what's our email again?
Third Culture Kids Inquiry. Also,
at gmail.com.
We got an email, but it turned out to be spam.
Yeah. So you guys need to email us more.
Yeah, someone
email us. So you can record your responses either through GarageBand or through anything. Doesn't have to be amazing quality. We're all doing our best here. So you can answer. You can like record a two-minute voice record of how you're feeling and how you're coping during this quarantine all over the world. And feel free to share your personal stories, like what activities you're doing, just any advice you can give to people about how to keep yourself busy.
Yeah, or maybe what part of this has been the most challenging or least challenging. Or if you thought like something was going to be easier than it was.
And how, what are you doing to make this, make the most of this situation?
Yeah, how are you making the most of your time?
Yeah, so like a two-minute recording and send them in to us and we'll be sure to put them in to our next episode. That way you guys can hear about people from all over the world.
Yeah, I think that is going to be a lot of fun just to hear what everyone's up to, our friends and people who listen to the show. Also, just as a disclaimer, sorry about the sound. We're recording this on GarageBand because we don't have any of our normal stuff, but it's okay. We're making the best of it.
We're doing our best and we're sure that it'll be great anyways.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to our show. We hope that it brought you a little bit of laughter and joy during these quarantines.